Howdy, folks. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and you're listening to the Texans Daily Rundown. I'm the Texans Assistant Editor Rob Lauschus, and here is the rundown of today's news in Texas politics. Texas delegation of state lawmakers in the Rio Grande Valley sent a letter to the Biden administration requesting federal action to ensure adequate water supply reaches their part of the river, alleging that Mexico is breaching a 1944 agreement. The utilization of waters of the Colorado and Tijuana Rivers and of the Rio Grande Treaty, signed in 1944, laid out obligations for both the U.S. and Mexico in maintaining certain levels of water supply for downstream communities. A growing population and economic footprint on both sides of the river are stretching its water supplies thin, leading to tension between the two countries abutting the Rio Grande. The legislators, led by State Representative Terry Canales, assert their region is falling short of the average annual level of 350,000 acre-feet in water supply stipulated by the treaty. Lizelle Gonzalez, formerly Lizelle Herrera, is suing Starr County District Attorney Gocha Allen Ramirez and Assistant District Attorney Alexandria Lynn Barrera for $1 million after she was briefly jailed and charged with murder for self-inducing an abortion. According to the filing, neither the Starr County Sheriff's Office nor the Rio Grande City Police Department performed an investigation into the facts or circumstances surrounding the charge of murder against Gonzalez. Her charge was brought before a grand jury where, according to the lawsuit, Ramirez and Barrera provided, quote, false and misleading information and omissions, end quote, as a way to secure a charge against Gonzalez. The charges were brought against Gonzalez in January 2022 after continued speculation about how to enforce Texas pro-life laws if Roe v. Wade was overturned, which it was that June in Dobbs v. Jackson. The lawsuit goes on to say that as a result of the ordeal, Gonzalez was subjected to the humiliation of a highly publicized indictment and arrest, which has permanently affected her standing in the community. Gonzalez was released from custody 2 days after her arrest, and the charges of murder were dismissed. An email from the University of Texas at Austin President Jay Hartzell stated that the university will be closing the Division of Campus and Community Engagement and redistributing the remaining programs. The email highlights a recent evaluation of campus divisions and programs following the passage of Texas Senate Bill 17, which passed in the 88th legislative session and will ban DEI offices at public universities in the state. Quote, for these reasons, we are discontinuing programs and activities within the Division of Campus and Community Engagement that now overlap with our efforts elsewhere, end quote, Hartzell stated in the email. He continued that funding used to support DEI across campus prior to SB 17's effective date will be redeployed to support teaching and research. Sources told KXAN that 20 employees associated with DEI at UT Austin have been terminated. Hartzell also wrote that the DCCE's programs will now be part of other divisions where they complement existing operations. He said, "We know these programs and the dedicated staff who run them will continue to have positive impacts on our campus and community." Residents of the North Texas Grapevine-Colleyville Independent School District will decide on May 4th whether to approve three bond propositions totaling $150 million. According to GCISD, the district can issue $150 million in bonds and still maintain the current interest and sinking tax rate. The I&S rate, currently just under 20 cents per $100 valuation, is used to pay the debt that finances a district's facilities. Proposition A, the largest of the propositions at about $134 million, accounting for 89% of the total, will address district facility deficiencies like roof and HVAC repairs, some minor renovations, and upgrades to safety and security technology. Proposition B, at about $10 million, will allow the district to continue issuing technology devices to students and staff. Instructional technology has been funded by past GCISD bonds. Proposition C, for $5.5 million, will pay for upgrades to the GCISD Swim Center and its equipment that, according to the district, is used by students and community members on a daily basis. In evaluating the needs for the bond propositions, GCISD completed a physical assessment of all the facilities in the district. The school buildings are aging, with over 90% of them being over 20 years old, the bond FAQ section states. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit thetexan.news and subscribe to get full access to all of our articles, newsletters, and podcasts.